Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Well, now, earlier today, a UK judge appeared to rebuke Prince Harry's barrister after the Duke was unavailable on the first day of his trial. Prince Harry is due to give evidence at the High Court in London, where he is taking action against the Mirror Group newspaper group. But he's not in court today on day one of the trial. Prince Harry, along with other celebrities, have accused MGN of using unlawful means to get their stories, including phone hacking. Well, for more on this, I'm joined on the line by freelance journalist in London, Vincent McElvinney. Vincent, you're very, very welcome to the programme.
Hi, good afternoon.
Listen, can you remind us, first of all, before we get to the absence, what the case is actually about?
Well, this case is all about phone hacking. The Mirror Group have always denied that there was phone hacking that was known about by the sort of senior executives going on in the paper. But this is a collection of people, celebrities, but also people that were caught up in news stories for one way or another that have brought a combined action. But this focus now currently, we've heard about sort of 3 weeks or so of the culture at Mirror Group newspapers. But this now section is turning to Prince Harry himself and a collection of articles that he and his barrister are asserting could have only been obtained and written because of information gathered from phone hacking.
So often on the first day of trials, they don't actually get to the first witnesses because there's lots of scene setting, lots of lots of stagecraft. But it is the first day of the trial. You are expected to be there, but Prince Harry wasn't in court.
Yeah, that's right. Prince Harry's barrister said that he wouldn't be attending court on this first day because he had stayed in California for his daughter Lilibet's birthday and flown in late last night. And so he was quite jet lagged. The Mirror Group newspapers have obviously tried to make a lot of this, but the judge has also expressed some frustration that he's not there. But we will see him turning up to court tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see, will there be any more light rebukes? The judge said he was a little surprised. But so some early rumblings. But what has the court been hearing today so far, Vincent?
Well, the court's been hearing that every facet of Prince Harry's life has splashed across the papers. His barrister asserts that the prince was subjected to unlawful information gathering activity from when he was a young schoolboy, that he and his first girlfriend, Chelsea Davy, were the subject of this, that they suspected friends of leaking stories wrongly, and that they allege illegal methods of sourcing information acted like a web around the prince. And this is something denied by the barrister for Mirror Group newspapers, claiming that there is zilch, zero, nil, de nada, niente, nothing when it comes to evidence of mobile phones owned by the Duke of Sussex being hacked. There's also been a lot of talk about the late Princess Diana and about her phone being hacked by the Mirror, particularly during the last few months of her life when she had struck up a relationship with Michael Barrymore, who was then obviously one of the most famous TV presenters in the country on ITV, and that information about their relationship published by the Mirror under Piers Morgan then at the time could only have come from her voicemails being hacked. So that is also being discussed today.
Can we expect Prince Harry in court tomorrow after today's rebuke light or not? And how long is it since we've had a senior royal give evidence in court?
We are definitely expecting Prince Harry there tomorrow. They've been putting barriers out for him to attend. And it has been many decades since a senior member of the royal family has had to appear in court in a witness stand like this. You know, it is something that Prince Harry is doing, taking a huge risk doing this. But if you've watched his documentaries on Netflix, if you watched, if you read his book Spare, you'll know that for him, I think this really is not about the money. I mean, he could have settled out of court and all this long before now. A lot of celebrities, a lot of people in the public eye have done so and cashed in because of the tabloid hacking. But he thinks that he can create some kind of cultural reset, that there can be a moment of reckoning for the tabloid press that it didn't get a decade ago when the Leveson inquiry first looked at this major issue of hacking. There was Leveson Part 1. Leveson Part 2 was meant to kind of go more in depth into what had gone on in this period. Leveson Part 2, though, was never took off. David Cameron, the then Prime Minister, effectively squashed it. So Prince Harry thinks that this is his chance to get some kind of reset on how the tabloids work.
Yeah, certainly that's clear from reading his biography. Well, that was this morning. What about the other this morning on ITV? Because Holly Willoughby, co-host to former presenter Philip Schofield, returned to the screens this morning and she made a statement at the beginning of the show. Let's hear a short clip of what she said.
Right, deep breath. Firstly, are you okay? I hope so. Feels very strange indeed sitting here without Phil. And I imagine that you might have been feeling a lot like I have. Shaken, troubled, let down, worried for the well-being of people on all sides of what's been going on, and full of questions. You, me, and all of us at this morning gave our love and support to someone who was not telling the truth, who acted in a way that they themselves felt that they had to resign from ITV and step down from a career that they loved. That is a lot to process. And it's equally hard to see the toll that it's taken on their own mental health. I think what unites us all now is a desire to heal for the health and well-being of everyone. I hope that as we start this new chapter and get back to a place of warmth and magic that this show holds for all of us, we can find strength in each other.
And that was Holly Willoughby on her first day back in this morning. Vincent, a somewhat tepid reaction, I think, to what she said. But what is likely to be the next development? I think, is it ITV management or due before MPs this week?
Yeah, that's right. They are. And they've commissioned an independent QC as well to do an investigation into how they handled this whole affair. You've got to remember that Holly has multiple audiences for that statement that she gave. It was obviously trying directly to talk to ITV this morning viewers. Every word of that statement was combed over and specially drafted before it went out. She was really trying to convey, you know, the emotions of the period and trying to sort of assuage what has been going on. But it very much also was for the advertisers, because there has been a big hit on this morning with advertisers pulling out over the past few weeks. You know, that statement was very brief. It was immediately then back into the features. If you tuned in just 2 minutes later, you'd have never have known this seismic thing that had happened. It was, you know, stories about barbecues and all the usual stuff that that show does. And they're very much, as she said there, trying to bring back the magic of the show and move on from this. Now, whether or not Holly Willoughby can do this remains to be seen, because there's a bit of a muted response to that statement. There is the issue of who she will co-present with. A lot of people thought she might try and team up with Alison Hammond, obviously the favourite on that show, apart from herself. But she seems pretty fixed with staying with Dermot O'Leary at the moment as her co-presenter. So this morning it was Josie Gibson, who's very much one of their relief presenters. We'll see whether they decide to stick with that combination or if someone else comes in that Holly gels with as well as Phil.
It's fascinating. From London, freelance journalist Vincent McIlvenny, thank you for joining us. Let's take a quick break.